Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. one out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Menke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards first. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader strikes out. 1 out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. AG throws the ball into Harrelson, who relays the ball to Boswell, who tags Watson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wynn moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dierker, and towards Morgan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 2 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dierker for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing left field. Art Chamsky pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. AG moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. AG scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 3-1, Astros. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.